Hello, Audio Boom. This is me and Fiona.
Hello.
This is the first in what may be a regular, occasional series of boos about the Archers. So if you're a fan of the Archers, do listen. But if you're behind...
Simon.
Spoiler alerts, okay? So switch...
In fact, Simon, switch this off now.
Yeah, I'll give you 3 seconds.
And listen to it in... How many years' time when you caught up with the podcast?
So we give you 3 seconds to switch off.
Bye-bye.
It's gone. Okay, so we've both been listening to The Archers for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I listened to it first when I was 6 months of age.
No, you didn't.
When I was about 11, 10, 11 maybe. Roughly, I don't know.
I wasn't there, I don't know.
So 20 or more than 25 years, easily. So... Ed's got a new tractor, which is all lovely.
Hang on.
What?
I've been listening to The Archers since I was about 9 or 10 as well.
Have you?
Nine.
You're younger than me, though.
1991. Oh, well, I do apologise for my age.
Anyway, we've been listening to it for a long time anyway, that's all I need to say. So,
Younger than me, though. It's like, you say that like it's a crime.
It's not a crime. So, just kind of a general chit-chat and... Feel free to
comment
or message or do whatever.
So in response.
So
yeah, Ed's got a new tractor.
Great expense.
And Emma wasn't very pleased.
No, but she's kind of said, "It's all right, Ed.
Yeah,
you keep it." Even when he offered to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Which is quite sweet of her, but I'm sensing a debt-based situation brewing. Are you?
Yeah, and also, as soon as that. Gets bad in the future, she'll either say stuff about it again.
Yeah.
Or she'll be nice about it, but Susan won't.
Susan's a...
horrible lady.
A bitch, basically. She's my
least... I wasn't going to say that word
well,
in the...
I was. Because she's absolutely vile. She's horrible. There's nothing nice about her whatsoever.
No.
Remember when Usha and Shula turned up at the shop and she mentioned Richard in a really kind of, have I said something wrong? Oh, didn't she?
Yeah.
Horrible.
What must you think of me?
Yeah. Talking of Richard, he's given Shula a ring. They're going to meet up and have coffee.
No, he rang her and she burnt her souffle.
That's a euphemism. Mm. And, my souffle's burning, Richard. Oh, you're so sexy.
And then, which he's not, is he?
No, not at all.
Mind you, nor she. I'm not a boy.
She must smell of horses.
Is she sexy?
No.
Okay.
No, she's dithery. And a bit panicky.
Mm.
And she all sounds like she's on the loo, as you pointed out.
Yes,
she's
does.
She's always talking like that.
Yeah.
Dan, dinner time. All right, Mum, just have a dump.
The dinner's nearly ready.
Yeah. Alistair, though, what's he up to? I think he's on the gamble again. He's very secretive, very moody, and very bloody annoying.
Lately. Yeah.
You want to shake him and say, what's your problem? Because he's grumpy.
Yeah.
I reckon he's gambling again.
Maybe.
And as for our friend Rob, now he's something else.
He's nasty. I think he and Susan should get married.
Yeah, make a good pair.
Because he'd be masterful.
He would be masterful. And soon the other day when... Helen was saying about the shop, and he was saying, how can you be so stupid, and all that. It's horrible.
Yeah, he's horrible.
Now, a couple of comments on the new actors. I really like the new Tom. He's much less kind of wet than the old Tom.
Mm.
He's actually really good, and more. It's got more, an old-fashioned term, boys and girls, get over it, got more spunk than the old Tom.
I wouldn't know.
Well, Kirsty left him, what can I say? But he has, though, in general, got more spunk. He's a nicer person.
Oh, goodness me.
But I've noticed recently that Pip has actually got over her... She must have had medication to get over her dodgy accent syndrome.
Oh, that was probably just the transplant taking... The voice transplant taking a while to take.
She's actually okay now.
And I'm kind of getting used to the new Tony... You and I both thought might wake up to be yet another person, but he didn't in the end. But we don't know yet whether Tony's going to get prosecuted about the bull.
Yeah, so Pip's improving. She's very old though. She's very kind of old before time.
I don't know. She sounds a bit younger now. She did sound about 40 at first.
That's just her personality that's old though.
Yeah.
You got Charlie and. But think about Adam tonight, for example. He's already keeping secrets because of bless him, his boyfriend said, "What are you chatting about?" Sorry about the accent. And he said, "Oh, just about droning on." Droning on, a bit of a joke. But Charlie so wants him.
I think he kind of wants Charlie as well.
I think he does. Part of you want them to just do it and get out of the way.
Yeah, but it's grim because they're both pretty grim.
I know, Adam's got a really strange way of speaking. Isn't he?
Like, and Charlie's just horrible.
Really intense, really strange beats when he talks. Charlie's strange. He's very strange. Out of those three chaps, what's he called?
Ian.
Ian's by far the nicest.
Yeah, how long have we got left of this nonsense?
It's not nonsense, it's gold.
Warning, your longest case. Cost reported. 3 minutes and 50 seconds. Okay.
3.5 minutes.
Okay.
So we're going to try to do this probably every week.
Yeah,
it might be fun.
Yeah.
And if you enjoyed it, please say. If you haven't enjoyed it, don't say.
Yeah, just don't tell us.
Yeah.
Just skip to the next boot and you're probably
so
not even listening.
So what's going to happen then next week, do you think, in this epic?
Well, Wednesday is when... You're going to burp. Wednesday is when Shooter and Richard are going to meet.
I think they'd be like Mr. Bombastic. Mm-hmm.
Telefantastic.
Yeah.
Mr. Lover. Shula.
He's got a funny voice, isn't it? It's a bit husky and a bit strange.
But wasn't he in Silent Witness, though, as
I don't
well?
Know. I don't watch it. Maybe.
William Gaminara.
Wow. I don't know. That's good knowledge.
Well, you know, I know things.
What did it say to me? The phone spoke.
So many seconds. Time remaining.
Oh.
2 minutes and 53 seconds.
2.5 minutes. So they're going to meet and there'll be fireworks or not. Alistair's going to still be a moody bastard.
Yeah.
Rob's going to be a moody bastard.
Yeah. Maybe Alistair should marry Rob.
Be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because DNA results coming up soon is going to be all freaked out. I think it's just going to hide them, though, and lie to what's it.
Or Helen will see the letter.
Yeah. Darling, but...
And she'll be all crying.
No, but he'll say...
She must have faked it.
Yeah, he'll say...
She must have done.
She will, because he'll say it's a mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, of course it is, Rob, because it's a conspiracy. Everyone hates you. No, she'll believe it, because she's gullible.
And stupid, yeah.
So next week could be interesting.
Yeah.
Hope Ed gets work. I really do, because he's a nice guy, like Ed.
Yeah, Will's not, but he hasn't been in it for ages anyway, so...
A quick word before we go about Kenton, because he's been a complete and utter tit.
No, because tits are nice, though.
Being an utter idiot.
Yeah.
I mean, David had the right not to sell. He didn't sell. Kenton was the one who blew the money on the credit cards.
Before the sale went through.
Exactly.
Silly boy.
No sympathy at all for Kenton. He's an idiot.
Mm.
Anyway, thank you for listening. This is our Archer's Boo number one. Take care.
Bye-bye. 1 minute and 33 seconds. Time remaining. Still recording.
1 minute and 31 seconds. Oh, I am indeed. Bye-bye.